Western producer, Canada still has a trade deficit in beef with Europe, but it is getting smaller. Trade data from Statistics Canada for the first 7 months of 2023 shows that Canada exported $16.3 million worth of beef to the EU. That's up from $12.2 million in the same period in 2022. Meanwhile, the EU exported $44 million worth of beef to Canada from January to July, which is down from $66.8 million in the first 7 months of 2022. Beef imports from the United Kingdom have also dropped. From January to July 2022, beef imports from the UK were valued at $24 million. From January to July 2023, imports from the UK were $7.2 million, a decline of 70%. Beef exports from Canada to the UK were zero in the first 7 months of 2023. It's possible that imports from Europe and Britain have been displaced by cheaper beef from South America. Imports from Brazil were up 506% in volume and up 483% in value to 4,090 tons and $26 million, respectively, while the average price went down 3.8% to $6.42 per kilogram, said a trade report from Canada Beef, which looked at the first 6 months of 2023. Imports from the United Kingdom were down 76% in volume and down 74% in value, while the average price increased 6.7% to $7.76 per kilogram. Beef trade with the UK and Europe has become a highly contentious issue in Canada's red meat industry. In 2022, Canada's trade deficit in pork and beef with Europe was $343 million. For Britain, Canada exported no beef to the UK in 2022 while importing $33 million. The trade data is a major irritant because Canada has a free trade deal with Europe. Red meat is supposed to flow freely between the trade partners, but the EU has imposed non-tariff trade barriers on Canadian beef and pork. The frustrations reached a boiling point in July, when Canada and other nations welcomed Britain into the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. At a signing ceremony in New Zealand, the UK became the 12th member of the trade pact. In response, the Canadian Meat Council, CMA, the Canadian Cattle Association, CCA, and the Canadian Pork Council issued a joint statement, strongly opposing Britain joining the trade agreement. The UK does not accept Canada's food safety and animal health systems and measures, and those non-tariff barriers limit our access to the UK market, the three groups said. In simple terms, the trade deal means that red meat only flows in one direction, from Britain to Canada. We're wide open for as much as they want to send here, but no, Canadian, beef, or pork, products would be going into the UK, said Dan Darling, president of the Canadian Agri-Food Trade Alliance and a beef producer from Castleton, Ont. It's a detriment to our producers. In September, Canada's beef industry took action to prevent Britain from joining the CPTPP. The CCA, CMA and the National Cattle Feeders Association launched a campaign called Say No to a Bad Deal. The goal is to pressure the government so that it won't formally admit Britain into the CPTPP. Tell the federal government to say no to a bad trade deal and renegotiate the CPTPP with the United Kingdom, says the website, saynotoabaddeal.ca. Trade deals only make sense when they are fair to Canadians. While the battle over beef trade continues, data shows that Canada is actually selling some pork to Europe. From January to July, Canada exported nearly $5 million in pork to the EU. That's up from $647,000 during the same period in 2022. However, huge amounts of pork continue to flow into Canada from the EU. From January to July, Europe shipped $140 million in pork to Canada. Contact Robert.Arneson at producer.com. Saskdoday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.